And welcome back to another great and special episode of We Speak Dispatch on Halloween edition. We've got several Halloween episodes coming up, and this is definitely one of them. So I don't know if you've seen these protocols this man produced, but we're going to talk about them, and we'll link them up to our webpage in a second here. So, all right, so today we're being joined by John. John, how goes it down in your world over there?
It is great on the southeast coast on a little vacay.
Oh, another vacation. Boy, this guy takes more vacations than anybody I've seen. Wow.
When you got the time.
Well, that is very true. Very true. And up at the top is Jill up there. Jill, how goes it in your outside gazebo area?
It's amazing. The weather's also really awesome. Awesome for this time of year.
And we haven't even been drinking yet, so it's like that'll come a little bit.
It's Coke.
As soon as we get done with this episode, I'll be drinking. And it's, a beautiful day here in Tennessee over here. And our special guest today has got a really awesome little protocol he set up. And go ahead and tell us about yourself and what's been going on with you.
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Kevin Pegenkop. I am currently in Reno. We got snow last night.
Oh, wow. So, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Up in the mountains. So autumn is officially over.
Wow.
I didn't think that was even happening over there. So, wow. Well, how long have you been in public safety?
Coming up on 20 years. Started my career working for a private ambulance in San Francisco Bay Area. Became affiliated as a contract instructor with the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch, which was my really first exposure to the protocols in general. And then moved around with the private agency here in Nevada now.
Wow, really? Okay. And as a associate instructor with IEAD, do you get to ever go up into their main offices in Utah?
I have. Was lucky enough to teach a couple classes there on the mothership. So definitely make sure your tie is tight and the hair is combed.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember going there with you in that office. So talking about a mothership.
That was a great place to go. That was really impressive to see that kind of facility over there and deal with that. So, and you go to a lot of conferences, don't you, Kevin? You go to a lot of different kinds of conferences.
You know, other than the last couple of years with the fun of the global pandemic, absolutely enjoy going to the conferences. Presenting is very rewarding. Plus, it's just a great opportunity to network. See your colleagues from across the country. We all have so much in common.
And that's the thing. We talked before we came live here, and you've obviously worked with or seen us before. So it's like at different kinds of conferences and things like that, which is always great because you said it yourself. It's a small world, man. It really
is. It sure is.
We meet lots of people. Just met a girl the other day at Idaho, and she came up to me and she goes, I haven't seen you in a while. I've been watching videos of you. And I'm like, which ones? I'm like, what video? I'm only in a couple different things, Virtual Academy and a couple other things. So
you should have asked what channel first.
Well, yeah, I was like,
I was thinking the same thing.
It was a special video I made in Mexico when I was younger. Anyway, so I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about these protocols that you came up with. For Halloween, they are the best thing ever out there.
What
is with that?
I was driving a training program, and you're looking for content for continuing education, and you're trying to keep it fresh. And this was back in 2011, when the biggest show on TV was Walking Dead, and it just got hooked on the whole zombie thing, and started playing around with it, and thought it would be fun to put a zombie protocol following the same format that International Academy uses. And then the one protocol turned into three, one for zombies. We've got a vampire protocol. And then you've got to have the generic catch-all for all sorts of monsters and creatures.
I love that you have them all broken down in this certain feature.
Yeah, one for each.
And so the color scheme is like perfect. It matches, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I think everyone now is so used to the software, but back in the day, like we're dating ourselves here, but with the big plastic flip card sets, everything was color coded. And that's what we did. We printed them out and we snuck them in the card sets for the staff.
No way. Oh my God. That is awesome.
Really?
Yeah. On Halloween, we just walked up and said, hey, what would you do if, by the way, look through your book. And so we gave continuing education credit. It was something different. It was fun.
Wow, that is great. What? Because I just noticed on here that it says 2011. Were these out in 2011?
This original version was out in 2011, and we used it internally just for our own CDE, but then I presented it at a Navigator conference. And at the conference, just wound up giving them away. Anyone who wants just something fun to use. And now here we are, 10, 11 years later, and I have seen probably at least a dozen different versions of these. So it's kind of neat to see what direction other people have taken these in.
I love that stuff. I mean, it's just Halloween makes it fun and just actually sneak them in. I would love to have been in that comm center when people were going, what in the hell?
Does Dr. Clausen know about them?
Yeah. He does. Yeah. He was very gracious. I gave him a copy. He was happy to sign off on those. He had a big kick out of it. He's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, that's cool.
The bigger question is, are they translated in other languages like their protocols? Yeah.
Don't they a star vampire?
Yeah.
Wow. It's like, so how long did it take you to actually come up with, I mean, you got step-by-step instructions on these things. It's like, I love the ones that's first law of panicking when being chased, never run in a straight line, especially down the middle of the road, which we see in all the damn movies and TV running down the middle of the road. It's like, what's going on here? So how long did it take you to come up with this product or this thing? The first thing.
I think putting it together was actually pretty easy. Cause like John had mentioned, the format is there with the colors and the look of an Academy protocol. Just because I love movies and I love that genre, I probably started putting it together my whole life, because you're right. You see the same things in some of the horror movies and the same cliches, and they're somewhat predictable. And yeah, why not call those out and build a protocol for them?
That is so
funny. That's funny.
I taught a class up in Washington State, and one of the people that was a dispatcher up there said that they have not a formal protocol, but they have a list of questions they give their people to ask if they come across Bigfoot. Because they get a lot of 901 calls of people saying, I see a Bigfoot or whatever.
Stop.
And it's like, well, and a lot of them are like, so like, how big is he? Is he fully covered in hair? And I was like, you got to be kidding. What if it's some crazy person on the phone? You're like, they're like, you're actually asking me about this thing? It's like, you know, it could be. And I remember one time training in Texas. Texas has the chupacabra. And they said they were getting calls periodically of somebody spotting what they thought was a chupacabra, but more than likely it was a dog or something, or who knows what the hell.
Right. It's so regional. You just go to different corners of the country, even just different places in the world, and everybody's got their creature or their, you know, the mythology that comes into their shows and movies.
Have you seen anybody else with these protocols like this? Has anybody contacted you and said, we've got this kind, what do you got?
No, and I don't. I think people go to a conference and they see content and it's exciting. They don't necessarily remember your name. And I don't have the most common of last names. Sure. But through social media, I will see other versions come through. There's like an alien protocol I've seen and some other really great stuff. And it's hard to find out who put them together or what agencies. But yeah, there's some good stuff out there.
Wow. Hey, speaking of that, have you had any, like, you know, I'm just asking because it's the time of year. Have you had any kind of like great calls that could be paranormal-ish, anything like that?
You know, I am in Nevada, so no shortage of, I think I saw a strange light in the sky.
Have you been to that little alien in Vegas over there?
I have not. It looks like such a fun trip to drive through that part of the state. And
we went
see
there.
We did that with some friends.
You've done that?
Yeah.
Wanted to go
from Vegas
to
out to Little Alien.
Yeah. So we stopped at that place, Little Alien Inn, and they have a tow truck sitting out front with a UFO behind it, like it's being towed, and it's the funniest
thing. Oh, gosh.
But it's in the middle of, I mean, nowhere. There is.
It is.
Yeah. It's the middle of nowhere.
Well, I don't remember what the drive was, but it was a long
time. It was a couple hours. Like, he only takes me to the best places in town.
He likes to take you in the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
I have a great home, episode, so I can't complain.
I mean, I've always wanted to go to Roswell, never got the chance to get there, so hoping. So
I just want to say I love the idea about the protocols.
Yeah.
Because when I was a call taker for 10 years back in Maryland, you get people with like these strange things, and you're like, okay, well, obviously, you know, that's not true. But at least you have a format of asking questions, so it makes it sound like you're like, oh yeah, okay.
Do you use them at the agency you're at now? You said you're in the outside of Reno.
They haven't wound up at my current agency. In fact, I wonder if I even pulled them out of all the card sets in my old agency.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna find them in some closet somewhere. But you know what else was fun was putting together the additional information panels and being able to provide the explanation for things. And that's been interesting because you can tell who really watches these shows and movies because they catch those references.
Yeah.
And others are like totally lost. No idea where that came from. Like, watch more movies.
I just think they're so funny because it's like the post-dispatch instructions. Try not to freak out and listen.
Did you read post-dispatch instructions B on the first one?
What was that one?
It says, if you've been bitten, do not approach or touch the poor bastard.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the one is. I think it's from Gremlins or something, but the Mogwa, is that from Gremlins?
Yeah, see, definitely dating ourselves now, because those are some of the classic creature movies back in the 80s.
But that's pretty damn cool, because I saw that on there. I said, I think that's that thing from the Gremlins where you don't feed them after midnight. It's like, oh, just say that.
Yeah. So you would be well prepared in that situation.
I'd be ready to go with that. I know that one already. So what about, like, are you doing any others coming up? Are you doing, like,
I was going to ask, like, updates, like, protocol with new movies and shows that have come out?
No, I have not. It's interesting that these were, choose the phrase just in the Halloween spirit, resurrected recently.
Well,
because it's been a couple of years since I've been undoing the conference thing, and I save everything and it was just tucked away somewhere and they just kind of came back as a resurgence. I don't have anything going new, but I like that idea. I mean, there's a lot of room to grow with these.
Aliens, that's a big one.
And I know folks love to see this kind of stuff, especially this time of year and stuff. Hell, you could even do a Santa Claus one. So it's like when that son of a bitch.
Oh, God, that would be funny.
Chimney, don't light a fire.
That's funny. And that's true. Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah, so it's like, he's right there. So it's actually a pretty cool thing, a pretty cool concept to have that. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to Mississippi this week. And for a conference, and I'm going to be showing these out there because their whole conference is Halloween. It's all Halloween stuff. So I'm going to definitely show these down there, give you some props and say, look at this. This guy knows how to do it. So I'm sure you'll get some requests of people going, can we have those?
I love that. So will you be in costume for the conference?
Well, they do have a costume party on the first night. So
okay,
I am all definitely right. Going to be in costume. So it's something.
We're looking at it now.
It's the Doug Show. That's it. No. What article were you in, Kevin, that I picked it up that you were just in that somebody mentioned you? What was it?
The International Academy Dispatch in Depth podcast.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You were on that podcast, weren't you? Oh, my. That's good. Who's doing that?
Yeah, normally it's real content. I mean, I don't want to call this not real, but it's legitimate training and instruction. We would talk quality assurance. And so to shift gears and do something so lighthearted was really a blast.
Yeah, I just saw that and I was like, man, that looks so fun to bring up. And we do a lot of fun stuff on this podcast here and all this. And we have just a good time with people and try to get like the best experiences. I mean, I've taught in places, one place way up in Delaware somewhere where the dispatch center is in a morgue with a former.
What?
Yeah. And they were like, we hate to be there at night. We hear stuff. And I'm like, I don't believe it. So the chief of police came in and I asked him and he goes, look, it's been remodeled. It's not like that. Forget it. So we've seen a lot of that kind of stuff out there. And especially
you need one for ghosts.
Yeah, we need a ghost. We need a ghost protocol. Yeah,
my poor husband thinks there's apparitions in our attic. So we need something for that.
Not above me. I don't go up there. So no, thank you.
Yeah, now you need a realtor.
Well, there you go. We just bought it.
I like my house. We're not selling. He's got to learn to live with them.
If we can get an extra room. Exercise to be great. Maybe put an exorcism thing on the card so we could do that right now. So, so when the girl turns her head completely around and spits at you, you got something to do. So,
so many new opportunities for you, Kevin. So many new ones.
Yes.
Really are.
Going to be great out there. So, well, how close are you to Reno? Are you actually in Reno or are you close to there?
Yeah, just south of the city. Beautiful area. If anyone has been to Lake Tahoe, we're yeah, a couple minutes from Lake Tahoe. Just gorgeous.
Oh, man. Yeah. And it snowed over there. I can't believe it already snowed over there. That's not a good
sign. Yeah, up on the mountains, we get snow almost year-round. But I'm not gonna complain. It's not like a brutal like New England type winter.
Well, I think the folks from the Donner Party might disagree, but
they didn't have the protocols, and look what happened.
There you go. It was totally out there. Damn it. Well, Kevin, we definitely appreciate you coming by today and stopping by. We're going to share your stuff on our webpage. We'll show that out there. And you know, we're covered in about 18,000 podcast downloads right now. And we're in 36
worldwide.
Countries. Yeah, it's worldwide, 36 countries. So we'll be putting it up there. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people commenting on you. And I'll put some information about you up there so we can have that out there. And so if you're ever considering
If they're not translated, putting them up, someone in some international country could pick it up and you'd be all over.
And that guy from Ireland who was just on our podcast here, he's probably got some spirits over there because I know they're a very old country, so they might have some stuff going. So he might want some help with some of that. So there you go. We're getting you more business, man. It's like we're getting all the business for you. So that's important.
What are the protocols on, like version 18 now or something?
I don't know if it even says that. Does it say that there?
The actual protocols?
The actual, yeah. Yeah, no, the actual, because then you'll just have to tie that.
Like or something. I got 12 words to go.
I do just want to say that I was reading about the vampires. I guess it was like number 3 rules. Yeah. Regardless of the hot and sexy way vampires are portrayed on movies and television.
You're watching Twilight, you know, that's kind of on there, so.
That's good.
But it is a great fun read to read through these things, especially people in our business that can, you know, read this stuff while they're at work and say, oh my God, wouldn't that be funny as hell if we get something like that? So that'd be great. So we definitely appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much for happy Halloween to you and yours over there. And we definitely appreciate it. Thanks a lot, everybody else. Go out and make it a great day because you know we will. Thanks a lot.
Hi. This is Courtney, and you've been listening to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch, proudly sponsored by our friends at Zybex.